then you had your brief stint with the Air Force and your around the world tour, and you came back to Burnaby, and is that when you reunited on the...
No, it was before. Before we were... Well, you want to hear that story?
Sure, why not?
Okay. I'd been over to... Now, this is another story. There's so many stories I've been intertwined. There was my most closest friend of my growing up period was a fellow named Bob Walker. And actually, Rob Walker, we call him. And he still lived in North Vancouver, and he had joined the Merchant Marine 2 or 3 years earlier. He's a little bit older than I was. And so I'd been over there to visit him one night in November, and that was in North Vancouver. And so I came back across the ferry to Vancouver, caught the Interurban at 20 to 12. And I got on the Interurban, started walking down the aisleway and looked there, and there was Scythe, her dad, and her girlfriend. And you could flip the seats, you see, so they had, I could see Scythe and her dad. But her dad saw me first, and before I really saw him. And he was getting up. And what is he there for? And he headed to the smoker. So that when I came along, where else was I supposed to sit? Mm-hmm. It was with her. And that's when we met again in Urban on the way home. And that's where we started up again. But I found out years later, she had broken the previous May of 44. She had broken her whatever, because one day we were going out and she said, I think we should consider parting company or something along that line, because it's getting too much of a platonic relationship. And we're getting beyond the platonic, getting towards a platonic relationship. If I got that backwards. Anyway, whatever. And so she thought we should break up, which, I didn't want to interfere with somebody's feeling. Mm-hmm. It was on me, so we let it go. But I found out the reason why she said that years and years and years later is that she was working at that time. And at Mac and Max, you wouldn't know at Mac and Max, but that was a big wholesale hardware company at that time. And she was working there, and she was at work one morning, and suddenly she heard the most gosh-awful screaming going on of a young woman. And it turned out that she had received a call from her mother and to say that her fiancé, the girl's fiancé, had been shot down and killed in England. And that's when I said, well, she didn't want to get involved in the same possibility. So the relationship didn't get that serious. So anyway, we broke up.
You reunited on the Interurban, and you were married before too long?
Well, 3 years. We reunited in 45, and we were married in 47.
Okay.
Yeah.
And set up household here in Burnaby.
Yeah. Yeah, bought a lot on Wellington in between Imperial and what is now Maywood. It was Trafalgar at that time. It's now Maywood.
And was this an undeveloped lot? Was there?
Yeah, it was a. It had
just
been
a vacant lot.
It was a block of about 5 lots, 52 foot lots. For some reason, they'd been cleared sometime during the 20s, I guess. I don't know. And there was all just small stuff on it, except there was one large alder. And but that's the one I got was like that. So I was going to build on it.
Mm-hmm.
And bought a lot and had enough money left over to about get a load of lumber. And that was it. So I was going to build the house myself.
Mm-hmm.
what you don't know, you know, doesn't hurt you. So I had every idea I could build it. But anyway, Mom and Dad decided, well, that's going to be too much. So they, as a wedding present, they decided to hire a carpenter to do the rough framing, the cribbing and the rough framing. Mm-hmm. Well, in 1946, spring of 46, I was looking around for bulldozing and whatnot, and I found a bulldozer. You're going to charge $75 to bulldoze the basement. Well, just at that time, we went out on strike, or the union went out on strike. The IWA, the International Woodworkers Association, they went out on strike. And so here I was sitting here doing nothing, and no money coming in and whatnot. And I thought, well, I'll dig that hole out myself.
So you were at the time working for the woodworkers?
Yeah, there's a shingle mill.
Shingle mill. Oh, of course, yes, there was a shingle mill.
Yeah, so I'll see if I start digging the hole myself. And I did, with the pick and a shovel and a wheelbarrow.
And was that common or uncommon at the time? Were all your neighbors out there?
No, nobody else was out there doing anything, but I was doing it. I mean, I got nothing else to do. So I did. I dug that thing out. It was 1,400 square feet, an average of 2.5 feet down to hard pan, and stones like you wouldn't believe, big ones that had broken and whatnot. And just as it was over, just as I finished it, the strike was over. But I saved $75 and 50 cents an hour, and that takes a while to make $75. So.
And 50 cents an hour.
So
did you, how long did you stay on at the shingle mill then?
Well, I stayed on there until 1952. And then I decided I had enough of that. That's when I went into accounting.
And how did you become an accountant in 1952?
Well, I started as a bookkeeper in Fleck Brothers. I took a basic, very detailed correspondence course. I forgot what it's called now. And it was enough to get me into, and I worked for Fleck Brothers, which was another big industrial hardware store, which is no longer.
Was that in the Burnaby area?
No. That was down on Carroll Street.
Okay, down
on just near Mac. Carroll, Cordova.
Okay.
Yeah. So I worked there for three years, and then I went to Home Oil Distributors, which is another one that doesn't exist anymore. It was a wholly owned subsidiary of Imperial Oil. Imperial Oil bought it out, but they didn't say that. And then they were
heating oil,
gasoline? distributing of the
general petroleum products.
Yeah, petroleum products. Of course, Imperial Oil was a supplier for them. Mm-hmm. And then from there to that, I went to another company called White Pass and Yukon Group. That was in 1960.
So did you mainly work outside of Burnaby? Was Burnaby home and work somewhere else, or did you?
Yeah, I was Vancouver. I went,
mostly working in Vancouver.
Yeah, I never worked in Burnaby anywhere.
And were you an interurban commuter?
I walked up to Patterson Station and got the tram down, or interurban down.
Did you actually own a car in those days?
No, I never owned a car until we'd been married 10 years.